Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mild days and cool nights ahead with a sprinkle of rain mixed in to water the flowers. AccuWeather says we got a semi-decent weekend ahead of us, though. Let's check in with meteorologist Brian Thompson to get your forecast to start us off. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, Larry. Maybe not quite as warm as it's been yesterday and today as we've gotten into the 70s, but still pretty nice for the middle of March. We'll have more in the way of sunshine for tomorrow. High temperatures will be closer to 60 degrees tomorrow, and then we'll get into the low 60s on Sunday. Now, we'll have more clouds Sunday. There could be a shower around, especially early in the day, but most of the time, Sunday's going to be rain-free. So a mainly dry weekend, and even though it's not as warm, still pretty mild. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. And we begin this afternoon with more on the 36-year-old guy who allegedly went after somebody on a subway train with a gun late yesterday, ended up getting shot himself with his own gun. And not only that, but police say it would appear a woman who was with the 32-year-old man he fought with had a hand in it too. Juliet Papa in our leadoff spot on this Friday with a follow-up.
Police officials released video of the man who was shot on the A train Thursday afternoon.
A male entered the subway station on Nostrand Avenue. He did not pay his fare.
Chief of Department Jeff Madry explaining he walked through the exit gate. Commissioner of Operations Kaz Daughtry underscored enforcement efforts.
A small group of people, a small group of individuals that we catch during these fare evasion operations are recidivists that have warrants, that have guns, that have knives.
Anyone with an outstanding warrant is arrested and searched. The armed person got into a fight on the A train, was disarmed and shot by that man. The man is not being charged at this point, given evidence of self-defense. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, a group of tenants at a building in the Bronx continue their push for a pathway to buy their building, they say, to save it from the clutches of an alleged slumlord.
The tenant association president, Corrine Ombongo Golden, wore a garlic necklace to the rally here at 124 East 176th Street, where she compared the landlord, David Kleiner, to a monster.
If you arrest your tenant, you are a jackalope. If you don't repair the apartment that we are paying rent for, you are a jackalope.
Residents are pushing for the Tenant Opportunity to Purchase Act, sponsored by Brooklyn State Assemblywoman Marcela Mitanez.
When you have an absentee landlord, what better thing than to give the tenants an opportunity to be homeowners, to create a path of mobility from the working class?
$250 million would be needed in this year's budget to aid tenants. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Tremont section of the Bronx.
The owner could not be reached for comment. Climate activists were down on Broadway last night, but they weren't there to watch an enemy of the people, but rather to disrupt it. The production stars Jeremy Strong and Michael Imperioli, who stayed right in character until he couldn't. Protesters kept shouting, "No theater on a dead planet." The interruption coming during a scene where the lead character addresses a rowdy town hall gathering. It's performed inside the Circle in the Square Theater, where they actually invite patrons to join in, you know, to replicate a town hall. Well, one by one, the protesters stood up and said, "Okay," removing their jackets to reveal T-shirts with climate change slogans. Aha! They were subdued and escorted out by the ushers and some of the performers. As far as we know, nobody was hurt and there were no arrests. Big settlement announced today that could change how much commission you pay to your realtor the next time you unload a house or purchase one.
Anyone familiar with real estate can tell you that a 6% commission for your agent is pretty much the norm, but it doesn't have to be. The National Association of Realtors was accused in a class action suit of conspiring to keep commissions at that rate. Now, thanks to a $418 million settlement in which the Realtors Association makes clear is not an admission of wrongdoing, those commissions will be easier to negotiate. Most experts think the settlement could eventually mean fewer real estate agents in the future.
That's Cherie Preston reporting. A Queens guy will be doing prison laundry for the next 16 months after he was sentenced for laundering Bitcoin and running an unlicensed money transmitting business. Mustafa Gokla, a.k.a. Mustangy, from Sunnyside, was sentenced yesterday in Brooklyn Federal Court. Papers say he laundered Bitcoin that he believed to be the proceeds from drug transactions. He was convicted in October of 2022. The DEA says drug trafficking would be less attractive if money launderers like Mustangy weren't offering laundry services. The U.S. Attorney's Office says he was using an online peer-to-peer crypto exchange. In Kips Bay, the latest wellness check where police went inside an apartment and found human remains, and yes, in a bag.
Relatives were worried about 52-year-old Nadia Battelle. They hadn't heard from her for a while. So here at 206 East 31st Street, Superintendent Jean Pompey led them into her apartment for a wellness check.
He pointed to the bag in the closet and says he believed that there's a body in there.
There was also a dog left by itself. Fearing the worst, the family called the fire department, which opened the bag and found the remains.
Well, you know, you always feel bad, so you never want to hear anybody gets killed at all.
No word from police on what may have happened. Battelle was living in an apartment leased in someone else's name. Packages addressed to that person have been piling up in the lobby. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Kips Bay.
We mentioned that situation in Kips Bay earlier, and of course we had that incident in the Bronx last week where a man allegedly got into a fight with his roommate, shot him to death, and then put his dismembered remains in a freezer. A wellness check is what led police to make that discovery. And then before that, we have that series of body parts found in two parks on Long Island. Police say the victims killed and dismembered inside a house in Amityville. What in the world is happening here? On the Hill, President Biden gave his blessing to Chuck Schumer today after Schumer dropped the mic yesterday on the Senate floor after suggesting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's got to go.
The president says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's speech came as no surprise.
Senator Schumer contacted my staff, my senior staff. He's going to make that speech.
Meeting in the Oval Office with Ireland's leader, Biden said Schumer's view, including his call for new elections and leadership in Israel, is not isolated.
I think he expressed a serious concern. Shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
In his speech, Schumer said Israel's prime minister, quote, has lost his way by allowing his political survival to take the precedence over the best interests of Israel.
Linda Kenyon, Schumer says Bibi has lost his way, but Mitch McConnell says Schumer must have lost his mind to think that he's in any position to tell the people of Israel they should take a vote to oust their leader. Still haven't heard any response from Israel, by the way, to Schumer's comments.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.